Welcome everybody to the Human Design Podcast with your host, me, Emma Dunwoody. Right here with me on this podcast, you're going to learn everything you need to know to live your fullest potential. We're going to talk about mindset, we're going to talk about profiling, we're going to talk a lot about human behavior. We're also going to look at the beautiful tool that I use called Human Design. Most of all, we're going to talk about how you can absolutely live up to your fullest potential. If you enjoy the podcast, please give me a rating. 5 stars would be nice. Share this podcast with someone that you believe would benefit from it, or even better still, write me a review. And in return, send me a DM and I'll give you a free 30-minute coaching session. Enjoy the podcast. So, hello everybody here. Welcome to the podcast today. And today I have an awesome client of mine that we've been working together for a long time, haven't we?
More than a couple of years.
Yeah. And she has the most beautiful and inspirational story. And I'm so excited to share this with you. So welcome to Vicky Robinson.
Thanks, Emma. Awesome. It's good to be here with you today.
Yay. Now, Vicky, the thing that I really want to share with everyone out there listening, and I'm sure you won't mind me saying, is one of the things that I'm so inspired by with you is that you are someone who is, you're like every man, if you like. Like, you're this person who I feel has been on this incredible journey, and you've smashed these incredible personal goals and become this just force to be reckoned with. And I love your story because so much of the back history, and we probably won't get into that, but is that really similar story that at school you were challenged, and even when you were doing, it was your master's, wasn't it? You were doing your master's or something, and you were like, oh my God, I can't do this, I'm not intelligent. Yet you did it in what, like really quick time or something?
18 months in a part-time space.
Yeah. So just when we started together, it was this, it's hard for me, I don't have what I need, yet you were completely unconscious to the goals you're already kicking. And then once we started working together and really opening up your consciousness and getting you clear on what you were capable of, not only what you've already achieved, but what you could achieve in the future, it was like you were unstoppable. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Created a monster, you did.
I did. I love it. So, Vicky, can we start at the beginning? As I was just saying to you before, like one of the things is I have this very vivid memory of our first ever conversation and where you are at and what you wanted to achieve. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, I remember bits of it. I don't remember the dick swinging bit, but I remember the confidence bit and how I wanted to sort of play in a new league with, you know, but dick swinging definitely sounds like me.
Yeah. I remember you saying that you knew where you wanted to be and you wanted to be shoulder to shoulder with the big guys. You know, you wanted to be in there with the dick swinging, but no swinging for you. But it was all about this confidence and being able to do everything that they could do. It was amazing. So,
yes. So we worked on that.
Yeah, we did. So tell me a little bit about the headspace that you were in when you first reached out to me.
So I had landed myself into a more senior role than I had ever landed in my life. I had come from a job where I wasn't really interested in it. I was a bit beat up. I hadn't given my best effort there because of, you know, varying reasons, mainly to do with the fact that I wasn't happy. And I just felt like that things were getting away from me, that I couldn't compete at a higher level. I just needed to sit there and just take the well, I've never been one to sort of lay back and just take what everyone dishes me, but
no.
I sort of felt a bit on the back foot in the sense that everyone around me seemed to have more confidence and more power than what I had, if you like. Power is probably not a good word, but just, I don't know, they just seemed to be able to pull themselves together better than I could, and I just wasn't I was still finding my feet after a bad experience. And also, like, I had come, you know, up through the ranks from being like the delivery girl to your letterbox with pamphlets to check out chick, you know, like I did it the hard way, and I don't have a good education and all the rest of it. So it was hard for me, and I never measured myself in the same capacity as what I saw others. So I was lacking confidence, not that I would tell people, only you, Emma.
And all of our beautiful listeners now.
Yeah, and everyone now, all 20,000 of you. And, yeah, so it was hard for me. I didn't see myself as an equal, and that was the biggest stepping stone for me.
Yeah, beautiful. That is so beautiful. Thanks for that. Now, when we first started, what were some of the significant goals that you wanted to achieve?
So I wanted to make change. I wanted to make strategic change, and I needed to have the right voice to do that. So there was a confidence and a language and a headspace and, you know, just a whole persona that had to go along with that I just didn't feel like I had. So we had to work on those things.
Yeah, we did. And what would you say on those things? What's the thing that we worked on the most?
Headspace.
Yeah.
We did a lot of work about brain, how the brain works, how I had programmed myself, how you had actually deprogrammed. We worked on some deprogramming, even went in an aeroplane without freaking out, which was a major milestone.
Yeah, we totally messed with your brain, didn't we? Totally.
Yep. So then we looked at instances of things that I was working on, and we started to individualize strategy for those particular things. And then I would, you know, I would do the hard yards, use a strategy, kick a goal. And as the goals were getting kicked, I would get a little bit more confidence. So now I'm pissing with the big boys.
You certainly are. Oh, my goodness, you certainly are. So one of the things that I remember a lot about your journey, and in fact, it's everyone I work with, a lot of the work that we did was around self-worth. So it was really changing the conversation and the way that you saw yourself and the way that you spoke to yourself. And, you know, even being able to open up those possibilities that you could be pissing with the big guys, you know. And as you say, that journey of going, okay, so let's just take one step after the other and get where we wanted to go. And it was just, yeah, it was such an organic journey, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, yeah. And it was easy. Like, you would show me the way, and it was easy to put those lessons into practice.
Yeah.
I ended up buying far too many books, and I've read, you know, I must have about 35 books beside the bed that I pick a page out of every now and again. So I use them more like a reference book than an actual front to back book.
Yeah.
But they're all good. Like, you get lessons from them all, and depending on what's happening at the time, you can take the lesson, because unfortunately Emma can't be there 24/7.
Yeah, no, if I could, I would, but unfortunately I can't. Yeah, awesome. So tell me, what was the biggest challenge that you faced on that growth journey?
There's a lot of inward stuff, right? But the outward stuff, there is one particular person in my workspace who makes everything difficult, not just for me, but for everyone. But in particular, she has targeted me to be, you know, her arch nemesis. And I don't know why. I don't know what I ever did to piss her off. And that continues to this day. So it's been a real struggle to actually make progress, to get strategy through with such a negative blocker in the way, who consistently feels threatened. Projection is perception of themselves. I say that to myself all of the time.
Yay. And to this day, like, because obviously we can't change anyone, and you've heard me say a million times, I can't coach anyone who's not in the room. But with those strategies that we've used with the more challenging people, how do you feel like, I mean, obviously the audience don't know what an incredible whiz you are with humans anyway, but one of the things that I'm really curious about is the strategies that we worked together and we used and you implemented, how has that improved working with the more challenging people?
Okay, so I get heard differently now. And I don't feel like I'm always clawing from the bottom of the barrel to actually get heard in a positive way, although I do work in a challenging environment, and there are some unusual behaviours here that I hadn't experienced before, but that's okay. You know, I had always formed relationships and, you know, I think a lot of what I had previously got done because of like, you know, I like someone, they like me, and you build a rapport and you get going and you achieve amazing things. Mm. Well, it's just not like that here.
Mm.
And so I had to learn a different approach. Mm. And it varies from person to person because it's such a diverse workplace. And it's culturally diverse as well. So you've got the personalities, you've got culture, you've got people who've been in positions for 30 and 40 years, some of them 50 years here, and it is very hard to get new ideas through without changing, you know, whole strategy. So the change, so what I had to do was I had to forget everything that I already knew, change the way I approached everything. Oh, the lights just went out in here, sorry.
That's fine.
And actually put the onus on myself to take responsibility to get the result, but through, it's hard to describe, but through...
That's really great.
Thank you, Emma. Through just perseverance, and you know, if I got knocked back one way, thinking, okay, well that didn't resonate with them, how can I do it differently? What other strategy can I use to get this point across? Because you know, some stuff is right. You know, some stuff you go, okay, I got knocked back, I let it go. But every now and again you get something that you know is so right for the organisation. It's going to make a big impact, and you just have to get it through. Mm. And I've got one such project that I am working on, and it's gone from like this humongous thing into just breaking it down into these tiny little segments just to get past people's inability to change or inability to adapt or to see the forest through the trees or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I work in a very negative workspace.
Yeah. And what I love about what you just said is it's all about you've become really conscious of human behavior. And instead of taking it personally, and I absolutely love that you've recited perception is projection, projection is perception, whichever way around it goes. And those things that we talked at length about. And then you said the absolute golden thing, you took responsibility. And I think that this is something that so often in a workplace, we see that no one's taking responsibility. And one of the things we talked about a lot, and we talked a lot of human behavior in your, especially in the first 12 months, really understanding how to see people differently, how to read people's different energy types so that you can choose different strategies. And I think that you owning that you're taking responsibility for your outcomes and what you want to achieve and what you think, okay, I'm going to let go of, but no, I'm going to find another way around here, is really the way forward, you know? And you never at any point rested on your laurels of, okay, well, look, I get along with 90% of people. I'm really good at mentoring people. I always get the majority of the room around. And instead of resting on that, you were like, right, that's a good jumping off spot. Now, how can I get these other people working with me? And I think that that's one of the great wins of this journey for you, is really getting so much more conscious awareness of human behavior and how to use different strategies for different people.
Well, yeah.
That resonates?
Yes. It does resonate. And as always, you've articulated it better than I can.
Yes, but this is my job, man. And so talking about jobs, I think I quote, obviously no details, but your rise into the, from where you were job-wise to getting this role was huge. Do you want to share that with the audience? Obviously share as much as you feel comfortable sharing, but I definitely think it's an incredible story of going from where you were to getting this brilliant position.
Well, it's about taking chances. That's number one.
Yeah.
I had been, so going back to what I said before, I started at the rock bottom. Mm. And I've had over 20 jobs in my career. Yeah, I'm an old chick now in my 50s, but I still think like a 15-year-old.
Yeah, and, bless you.
And, you know, the good ideas or the wild ideas and, or as they call them around here, the lunatic ideas, they keep coming. And so the journey was this. It was moving from job to job to job, learn some skills, improve on the skills, move job, learn some new skills, improve on the skills, move job, so on. Eventually, and that took me through a different, like I've worked in lots of different fields as well. So I've worked in engineering, accounting, education, production environments or manufacturing and like lots and lots of different things. So at the moment I'm working in utility and I would just always build on it. And then there was the education, years and years and years of me, probably 15 plus years of trying to educate myself, trying to learn more stuff because, you know, I was this dumb chick. I never got school. I was never in the high classes. I was always the bottom of the pit. I just never got it. I just didn't get the world. Nothing used to click for me the way it did for other people. I was,
yeah. And we talked a lot about this, didn't we? The experiential learning. Yep. Yep.
Yep. And if somebody showed me how to do something, great, fine, I'd pick it up. But sit a book in front of me, ask me to read it. I'm sure I've got some sort of learning disability. It's just never been diagnosed because I'm too old to to have gone through a school system that could diagnose those things.
Yeah. But
so anyway, we move on and I had targeted a workplace for a job when I was 7 months pregnant so I could use their childcare facility, stayed there for 18 years while my son went through school. The moment he graduated, I quit. I went to a big government agency, absolutely hated it. It was a horrible time. And in order to get out of there, I took a chance on this job for a six-month gig. And it was taking all the skills that I had ever learned, putting them into one and also going into a different area of knowledge, which was telecommunications, and doing some work there. So I'd only touched on the peripheral.
Yes.
Of telecommunications before. So I didn't really have a good understanding of the technology. You know, I'm in the contract management space. So, you know, I had done that, but I hadn't done it to the capacity that I was about to embark on. So 6 months led to 12 months, 12 months led to 2 years, 2 years led to a permanent role. And here I am almost 4 years later. Yeah. And, you know, I am one of the more senior people.
So very much
not the top of the food chain yet, but I'm, you know, for that kid who started, you know, in a very poor family, I didn't even know what a university was growing up.
Yeah.
I thought they were things that happen in American movies.
Yeah.
You know? It's for me to have done a master's degree without having any master's, having any university degree, you know, I didn't think those things were possible.
Yeah.
And to do that at 45,
yeah,
that's just nuts.
Yeah. And I feel like there's so much of your story that you've just like blown your own, not expectations, but just done things that you really thought weren't possible. And, you know, not only this this high position, but also the value. Like one of the big conversations that we had around this position was that I remember you being very excited because you're like, I'm valued. I feel valued in this. I'm being taken care of. You know, there was a time that you went, you know, we talked about what am I going to ask for? And you were confident and you were brave and you were rewarded. You were valued and taken care of in this role that you're kind of like, oh my goodness, this is incredible. And look, and so you should be because you work so incredibly hard and you're so dedicated to what you do and your team. And it just really, when you did initially get this position and you're offered the permanent and we talked about that, I was like, wow, I really feel like that first call that we had and the things that you wanted to achieve had definitely been ticked off by being shown in, you know, the external clues were all showing up that you were here, you'd done the work, you were being valued and being rewarded by being given this great position.
So without your support though, Emma, like you were the one that helped me cut the corners on when I was unsure of myself. Is all this on me? You know, is it hard like this for everybody, or are people just making this hard for me? You know, we worked through and got some sense out of those things, and they were things that helped my confidence. And to walk away from, you know, a mentoring session and be able to put structure in place to support myself was so valuable. You know, I never would have made it through those times without that. And you know, I have very much been on the trial. You know, you test it, suck it and see, is how I've learned. And it cut through a lot of that red tape for me because I was able to go, right, this is what I need to do. This is how I need to do it. So let's just get on with it now.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for saying that. And I've been, well, as you know, I love every second of your journey, all the bits, even scrambling that brain of yours so that you can get on an aeroplane. It's been an incredible journey. Now, what would you say is the top three things or even the top one thing that you have learned or that you take away from the coaching journey to up until today?
Top three. Well, self-worth.
Yay.
Number one. Understanding my own self-worth has changed my world.
Yeah.
And I still have doubts. Like every day I have to check, you know, head, shoulders, knees, toes, they're all still there and nothing's changed since yesterday. So get that negative thought out of your head. So, you know, these are 50 years worth of bad habits that, you know, you can't change them overnight. So number one is self-worth. Number two has actually made me a better leader and mentor as well. So I can pass on those lessons of self-worth, and I've always understood the struggles, but now more than ever I can you know, have someone's back and say, you do have this.
Yeah.
Back yourself.
Yeah.
So that's probably number two. That's
so good. That is so good.
And number three, I'm just trying to think, you know, because there I heard with so much from this. I'm just trying to think of the top three. The quiet in my head. Okay. So it's being able to take a step back when you're in the heat of the moment or something and reflect, think, use your tools. Because I'm pretty passionate.
Yeah, you are. And it's awesome.
And so sometimes, you know, the passion can run away with me a little bit and I might lose focus and sort of lose points on the battleground for that.
Yeah.
But no. Now I use the tools to keep it together a little bit better than I ever did, which is serving me better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know if that's a if that's the third one, but it's kind of the thing that's coming to mind right now.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful because it's all about you know, like living in that world of proactivity instead of reactivity, you know. And like you say, you're passionate. So use your passion where, as you said earlier, use your passion where you can influence as opposed to just losing your stuff when you can't. So it's incredibly powerful stuff. It's awesome. Brilliant. Mm. Thanks. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think mentoring is something that I place a lot of value on.
Mm.
But sometimes value has to equate to cash.
Mm.
And so, you know, we've had some sort of hardships with my husband getting ill and whatnot. And, you know, you've been really supportive through that in the way that, you know, you knew I had to stop mentoring as regularly as I am. But every time I talk to people about mentoring and we talk about costs, they go, that costs too much.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say to people now is, what cost do you place on your future? Because my wage more than doubled because I took the lessons.
Mm.
So if you're really, really keen on understanding yourself, other people, and how you can influence the world and the workplace and whatnot, yeah, it is a struggle to get good mentoring. Good mentoring is expensive, but I say you have to have it. I know that this is not a plug for you, Emma. Like, that's not how I intend it to be. I'm simply saying that I could have gone to a dozen other different mentors that were, you know, a third of the price or probably less, but I would not have got the lessons that I got from you and I wouldn't have been able to achieve them as fast because they don't have the knowledge that you have. So that's the learning for me.
Thank you so much because I'm so incredibly passionate about being that person for you and being my client's champion and having what you need. And I love that you said fast. That's a big thing for me. And I love that you said this. And I also massively appreciate that it's directed at me. But the message, the overarching message that you're saying is the investment in yourself is so incredibly valuable. I mean, you doubled your wage. So if you're just going to look at the bottom line, that is so incredibly powerful. But it's even more than that, isn't it, Vicky? It's not just the money. It's the person that you've become.
Yeah. I am so much – like people look at me from the outside, they would never know that my confidence level has changed. But I am more confident, right? But I'm that kid that grew up, I'm never going to let you see fear. I'm never even going to cry in public. If I fell over and hurt a knee growing up, you know, there was no crying because I'm too tough for that. So on the outside, people probably don't know what the turmoil is going on the inside.
Yeah.
And it's helped me with that. It's silenced it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you still have your days where you've got to check out yourself and.
Yeah. You're human.
Yeah. Damn it. that's my biggest failing actually.
Yeah. Don't.
I guess I'm a lot easier on myself now.
Yeah.
But I don't beat myself up for not being able to achieve something in 30 seconds flat, or I don't beat myself up because I'm not good enough, or I don't, you know, I'm not comparing myself to others anymore. I am who I am. I'm more accepting. Yeah, people think I'm quirky. I don't see it. I must be different from everyone else because they tell me I am. But hey, I just embrace it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I get to use it to my advantage.
Exactly. It's your superpower. It's always been your superpower. And it's just you learning how to lean into it and build the confidence around it. And the more you are, the more your stratospheric takeoff has happened. And, you know, as I said at the beginning, I think one of the beautiful things about you, Vicky, is that you are every woman, you know, like you're so incredibly inspiring. You're a person that anyone can relate to. Anyone can say, wow, that could be me. I've achieved that. I could achieve that. And I think that humanness, that humble manner that you have is so incredibly powerful. I mean, obviously it's why you connect so well with people, but it's also very inspiring to those people out there that, you know, it's all well and good to see this Tony Robbins type person who's smashing it out of the park, but to see someone that everyone would go, she's just like me, smash it out of the park is so incredibly powerful. And you know what? I do want to add the story that you're not just like anyone. And not only have you had this incredible growth in your career and with the challenges that you have had with your hubby's health, but it's also your health. Like, you've done all of this also dealing with some significant health things, haven't you?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, at 34, I had, you know, major surgery and that's left me with a disability, but I don't see it as a disability, nor do I disclose to anyone that I have a disability because you can't see it from the outside much. but yeah. And it is challenging because it affects the way I live. It affects the way I am. And thanks, Em.
Yeah, you're properly an incredible human. I've always said it, and I really mean it. You're such an incredible and inspiring human, and I'm so grateful that I get to join you on your awesomeness journey.
Well, I am so glad I have you to guide me.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much for your time today, Vicky. It's been so much fun. And yeah, have you got anything else you want to add before we head out?
There's probably 1,000 things I want to add, but right now my text messaging is going off out of sight. I've got guys from networking standing outside these glass walls that I'm looking at going, get your ass out here. We've got a problem. So yeah, I have to go.
It's time.
Thank you anyway. I did manage to hide from them for half an hour. So that
beautiful.
Was good.
Well, that gave you half an hour free.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And yeah, that's everything from us, everybody. And we will speak to you, or you'll hear from me on the next podcast.
Emma rocks.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.